you want to sound more attractive right now. You've clicked on this link because you want to have a voice that engages more than attracts the opposite sex, maybe even the same sex, a partner. Maybe it's you're going for a job interview and you want to sound more authoritative. You want to be able people to listen to you, to engage with you more. Well, let me tell you right now, here it is, right? Okay, this is the top tip. If you want to have a more attractive voice, stop thinking about your voice. It's more than likely nothing to do with your voice. Now, I'm a voice coach. I've spent years training myself, training other people, working professionally with my voice and other people's voices. And I can tell you right now, your voice has nothing to do with your attractiveness to other people. Because if you've clicked this link and you want to find out how to have an attractive voice, I can help you find ways to be more appealing and more attractive. And I can give you ways in order to change your voice. But don't think that one is really affecting the other. You've already prejudged yourself thinking that your voice isn't good enough. And it's that lack of self-confidence, not the voice, which is hindering you and holding you back from others engaging with what you have to say. It is nothing to do with your voice. It is everything to do with how you feel about yourself. If you think that you're gonna get more attention from a partner or at jobs or from in social settings by changing your voice, you may or may not be clearer and more resonant, but if you're not willing to work from the inside out to change your opinions about yourself, then you will not appear more attractive. People are interested in self-confidence, and if you're in the way of everything because you're prejudging yourself, A, you're not listening to the person you're talking to, you're judging yourself. B, you're hindering your message, you're showing tension, and that's not attractive. So you need to learn to relax physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. You need to relax physically. That's the first, most foremost step. But here's the great thing. When you do relax physically, you will deepen your voice. Your voice will relax. And this is why people get confused about why that they should get a deeper voice in order to sound more attractive. That's not how it works. You are more attractive because you're more confident. And people who just so happen to be more confident tend to be more relaxed. And because they're more relaxed, they have deeper voices. That is it. That is the secret. That is the tip. On my channel, and nearly 200 videos, many of them will help you how to relax your body, how to breathe differently, deeper, fuller, how to stay calm, how to get rid of anxiety, how to articulate yourself better, and how to change your physicality so you can feel more physically confident. Because once you start feeling more physically confident, you start thinking more confidently, you start acting more confidently, the world around you starts treating you differently, you notice that you become more confident, and that is how you become more attractive and develop a more attractive voice. No matter whatever it's for. Stop looking for quick fixes. You've got to work on yourself daily, every day, consistently. It's not going to happen overnight. It will not. And don't trust any of the other so-called gurus out there who are claiming to give you the answers. There is no one fixed answer. It is not you. It is not your voice. It is the way you appear to yourself. It's how you view yourself. So cut that shit out. Do the work. Work on yourself. You are the most important part of this. It's not what other people think of you, it's what you think of yourself. And you are amazing. You have this life to live. You better go out there and start living it. Get through my channel, take what you need, use it, and I will see you soon. I'm Darren McStay, this is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, you're amazing. Look after your voice.